A new DVD gives you the chance to see one of the more influential films of the 60s, Jean-Luc Godard's Masculine Feminine. Our critic at large, John Powers, has a review.
Ever since the heyday of Elvis and James Dean, pop culture has been obsessed with youth. Showing it, flattering it, and of course, taking its money. What it has rarely done is look intelligently at what it means to be young. The most dazzling exception may be Masculine Feminine, the 1966 film by Jean-Luc Godard, just out on a DVD in a lovely crisp print with new, more accurate subtitles. Godard was one of those iconic figures like Bob Dylan, who not only reflected the spirit of the 1960s, but actively helped to create it. And in Masculine Feminine, which was intended, he said, rather immodestly, to capture the situation of youth in December of 1965, he found a way of looking at young people that seems even more radical in this age of Ashton Kutcher than it did back during the height of cinema's new wave. The movie opens on Paul, who's played by Jean-Pierre Léaud, the cute rodent of an actor who made his name as François Truffaut's alter ego in The 400 Blows. Just out of the military, Paul spends most of his time mouthing pop political slogans and looking for sex. Or maybe that's love. He finds it in the form of Madeline, a shallow pop star played by real-life Yeye singer Chantal Goya, a vacantly pretty woman who never seems more at home than when fixing her dark hair in the mirror. Although both are mired in self-absorption, Paul and Madeline do the things that young people do. They flirt, dance, go to the movies, go to bed, and talk with their friends about the mysteries of the opposite sex. But beyond their mistrust of the adult world, they don't appear to have a lot in common. Even as Paul spray-paints political graffiti on the walls and hassles American soldiers about Vietnam, Madeline is pursuing her recording career, which takes her to number 6 on the charts in Japan. If Godard had merely shown us Madeline and Paul talking, Masculine Feminine would still be a remarkable document of the needy, tentative and frustrating way that young men and women really interact. But Godard doesn't stop there. To understand this couple means exploring the world around them. He evokes a world filled with incessant, intrusive noise, cars roaring by, telephones ringing too loudly, a world in which random violence happens just outside the cafe where you're sitting, a world in which the psyche is bombarded by pop culture, be it a thrilling glimpse of Brigitte Bardot, or the amazing 6-minute shot in which Paul asks questions of a smug real-life beauty queen named Miss 19. The scene is entitled Interview with a Consumer Product. You see, 40 years ago, Godard was already wise to the horrors of celebrity culture. When Godard's work first hit, he was acclaimed for sending bulletins from the front lines of contemporary consciousness. These days, his movies sometimes seem like dispatches from a distant epic, back when movies were actually considered a way of thinking about the world. Masculine Feminine teaches us to look at the basic truths of youth, the fascination with sex, the feeling of not knowing one's place in the world, the Apache dance of romanticism and disillusionment. In one of this DVD's extras, Godard's former collaborator Jean-Pierre Goran shrewdly notes how Masculine Feminine captures something other movies don't: the sheer banality of being young. All that waiting around, all that boredom, all that submersion in the sheer ordinariness of everyday life. In short, all the stuff that movies about youth and TV programs like The Real World deliberately leave out. And Godard doesn't forget about history. In fact, the most famous moment in Masculine Feminine comes when Godard dubs Paul and Madeline's generation the children of Marx and Coca-Cola. A brilliant tagline that captures a whole fizzy era defined by left-wing politics and the rise of American-style consumer culture. Encountering that phrase again, I found myself wondering how one might characterize today's 20-year-olds. The children of 9/11 and the Matrix? The children of Trump and tattooing? Yeah, I know, I'm no Godard. But heck, I'm just a critic. I keep waiting for one of our filmmakers to get it right, to look beyond sensational cliches about teenage drug use and sex parties, and do what Godard did, offer some ideas about what's going on with the young. Hey, how about the children of Reagan and Starbucks?
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed the new DVD of Masculine Feminine.